ITC, the silent player, who doesn't know about it. What many did not expect was how quietly it turned into an FMCG major that has been sustained growth, its food segment with other categories also kicking. Quality is paramount, and in two decades, ITC, once synonymous with cigarettes, has become a large player in India's high-growth, fast-moving consumer goods. Now, it has got revenues of Rs. 16,000 crores in FY22 spread across four segments: branded packaged foods, personal care, education, and stationery, and matches and agarbattis as well. A little proudly, the company says they have created over 25 mother brands. ITC clearly claims to become India's largest FMCG company. Only the recently listed Adani Wilmar of Rs. 54,386 crore and Hindustan Lever of Rs. 52,704 crores are ahead of us. So how is ITC getting future ready? Here are some strategies that they have. ITC's FMCG business includes branded packaged foods, personal care, education, stationery, matches and agarbattis. Among the big contributing brands are Ashirwad at Rs. 5,000 crores, Sunfeast at Rs. 3,000 crores and Yippee and Bingo at Rs. 1,000 crore each. As part of its strategy, the company has a future-ready portfolio, going for the value-accretive M&As, creating an efficient supply chain and synergy with existing businesses. FMCG has reduced ITC's dependence on the tobacco business. Today, less than 40% of its revenue comes from tobacco products. A key advantage for ITC's FMCG segment is the forward integration of its agri-business, giving it access to inputs like wheat, potatoes and milk. For a company that entered the FMCG business at the turn of the century, ITC has had an impressive run, with brands such as Sunfeast, Ashirwad, Engage, Kitchens of India and Savlon. Not only has it established itself, it has also managed to create a business cutting across several categories. ITC has made full use of its agri backing, with a strategy that is both of organic and inorganic growth. As a result, it has been able to snap at the heels of the competition, either by expanding an existing market or often creating a new one. So now, here's a question for you. With these strategies, do you think ITC will be able to achieve its vision of becoming FMCG company with a turnover of Rs. 1 lakh crore by 2030? Let me know in this video comment itself.